Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts. But we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
Bring a little optimism into your life with The Bright Side, a new kind of daily podcast from Hello Sunshine, hosted by me, Danielle Robay.
And me, Simone Boyce. Every weekday, we're bringing you conversations about culture, the latest trends, inspiration, and so much more.
I am so excited about this podcast, The Bright Side. You guys are giving people a chance to shine a light on their lives, shine a light on a little advice that they want to share.
Listen to The Bright Side on America's number one podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search The Bright Side.
Every family has an origin story, one passed down through the generations. Mine happens to be a mystery involving my great-great-grandmother left behind in Sicily. I'm Joe Piazza, and my new podcast will transport you to the gorgeous island of Sicily as I trace my roots back through a whodunit for the ages. Listen to The Sicilian Inheritance on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
At about 4 minutes after the hour, it's my strawberry letter for today. The subject is, so what? I burned a few things.
Okay.
Okay. We'll get into
that
it.
Sound good.
What that's all about. We'll find out what that's all about in just a few.
Carla, you wrote this?
Right now.
I can cook.
I thought it was burning some clothes or something. That's what I thought.
Allegedly.
Stop. Right now, you hear him. The nephew is here with today's prank phone call. What you got for his nephew?
Well, I love them. They're beautiful to watch. Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, this right here is Praise Dance Team. Oh, Praise Dance Team. Damn. Everybody love the Praise Dance.
Not everybody. Not this.
You don't like Praise Dance?
These movements. These moves, yep. With these words, we don't make no sense of this now. I love them.
I like the praise in. I just wish they get the same toenail polish, though, if you please, so we can be uniform.
Why are you looking at
they
toes?
Need to be banned.
Yeah.
And it was banned.
Taking up time for my all these prayers and stuff I need. Come on, they in the way now. Come on.
You know, they had them two little boys with the white face on doing mime and stuff where I was tolerating them. You know.
Oh, the mimes. They was good, Steve.
Yeah, I tolerated them. I liked them. But the praise dancers, no.
Nah.
Moves don't be in sync.
None of that.
Uh-huh. Well, you haven't seen the good ones.
First of all, we ain't got room enough for everybody to be up there. Our sanctuary ain't that big. Y'all already know we got one person go up there at a time.
And don't come
we got
down the
seven
aisle.
People.
Stop coming down the aisle with
you. Well, that's what you do when
close.
You don't have a big stage.
You're too close. Get back up there where we can see everybody all coming down the aisle. All behind me and next to me.
Twirling in front of my grandmother's lap. I don't need that.
Standing around in these hot white gowns. Just fanning this funk around this church. Get back up there on the platform where we can see y'all.
Yeah, and you got to bathe before you dance. Now, you do have to bathe before you dance.
Everybody can't touch their toes. If everybody can't touch their toes, don't even do the toe movement in there.
Right.
We had it
Praise dance team. Let's go, Kat. Come on.
Hello.
This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. How you doing? I'm looking for Sister Tanya.
This is Sister Tanya.
Sister Tanya, this is Brother Fuller from the church. How are you?
Oh, I'm well, Brother Fuller. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. We wanted to give you a call about the praise dancing that's at the church. First of all, I wanted to really show you how much you're doing a great job over there with the praise dancers, and you definitely do a great job on every third Sunday that you guys actually perform. Everybody seemed to really like it.
Well, thank you. Thank you. What can I do for you today?
There is a bit of a situation with, you know, it's been brought to our attention. We actually had a small gathering, a little meeting about it, and wanted to, I've been elected to actually give you a call.
And who is this again? I'm sorry. Who are you again?
Brother Fuller.
Uh-huh. And who had a meeting?
Some of the brothers at the church and pastor actually sat in for a moment on it, and I was actually elected to actually just give you a call. Nothing that I don't think we can't get rectified and you know, move on smoothly as we normally do. But I just think it's we wanted to reach out to you and kind of make you aware of it if you don't mind.
Okay. And what things are those?
Well, Sister Tanya, has any of the praise dancers before they became praise dancers was any of them strippers?
I beg your pardon.
Was any of the praise dancers that at the church that you have on the praise team right now was any of them strippers in the past?
I'm sorry, sir. I don't really know who you are. And I don't really understand this line of questioning.
Like I said, I'm Brother Fuller. I don't think we've met, but like I said, I've been elected to give you a call. Now it seems like what happened is this past week when you all actually danced, it seemed like a couple of the girls was actually gyrating during the praise routine.
Say what? Gyrating. Brother Fuller, I don't know who you are, and I don't know what you saw. None of my girls were gyrating. They were dancing for the Lord.
And I think
if you look through your Lord's eye, perhaps you would see them better, instead of maybe you were looking through the gyrating eye.
No. See, a couple of these girls, we can point them out. A couple of them have strip girl tendencies, evidently, because some of them have been driving.
Strip girl tendencies. You know what? Sir, I think we need to complete this call. Perhaps I need to call Bishop and speak to him myself because, you know, I don't know what you do all day, but I have a real job, and I'm sitting here holding a conversation in my office about gyrating strippers in the church. Are you kidding me?
Ma'am, listen. Now, here's a couple other things that they're talking about. Some of the girls' feet are real ashy when you all are performing, and they want to see if maybe you can – I don't know. Maybe I don't know if y'all need the grip or whatever that y'all don't put lotion on. We're not sure what that is. As well as the toenail polish. Everybody has 3, 4, 5 different designs and everything. Is it any way y'all can be in unison with your toenail polish? But the most important thing is the gyrating during the dance routine.
I don't know what your feet look like. I don't need you calling me, talking to me about my girls, their feet, their nail polish. Perhaps your mind should be on Jesus instead of on them. How about that?
No,
I don't have time. I don't have time.
It's hard for my mind to be on Jesus when somebody's shaking their butt at the church. Now, that's the problem.
Now, you know what? Look, I'm at work. Now, I'm trying to keep a work tone. You're going to make me curse up here. Now, let me tell you something. Don't call me anymore. I will deal with Pastor. If he has something to say with me, he can say it to me personally. But I'm done with this conversation.
Are you going to deal with the gyrating is what we want to know. Maybe, you know what, it just hit me. Maybe you're one of the ones that's doing the gyrating.
Look, let me tell you something. My girls ain't doing no gyrating, and neither am I. Now, I am done with this conversation. Do you understand me?
But listen.
I'm done.
Are you done with the gyrating? That's
done.
What we want to stop. So we can't praise the Lord if the booties is shaking.
You know what? Sir, look, I got to go to work. I got to go. Now, again, I don't know what your issue is. It sounds to me like you have an issue with gyrating booties. I have not heard so much gyrating booties in one conversation in my entire life. Now, my mind is set on Jesus. I don't know what your mind is set on.
Well, Sister Tanya, before you was a praise dance ministry, did you ever used to strip?
No, I didn't do no stripping. Now, did your wife do any stripping?
What?
Did your mama do any stripping?
Wait a minute, man.
You heard what I said. How you like if somebody called you and asked you if your mama did some stripping? How you like that? I got
All I'm saying, you know what I want to know? When is the next rehearsal? That way I can come and pick out who it is that's doing this
talent. No. You don't have any business at my rehearsal. I don't want to see you at my rehearsal. I don't want to see any parts of you in my rehearsal. If I see you near one of my girls, I swear I'm coming up to you myself. Do you understand me?
We need to find out who's doing that gyrating.
You don't need to find out. You need to stay your butt in your own house.
And I'm glad y'all ain't dancing when the plate is being passed, because ain't no telling how you act with them wands coming through that.
You know what? That's it. That's it. You call me disrespecting me, I'm at work. I can't even handle this anymore. You know what? Don't call me no more. Don't look at my girls no more. Matter of fact, come near the church and see what I got for you.
I want to know, is you going to stop the gyrating? I'm not going to do a thing. Who you think you talking to like that? You're supposed to be a minister.
I'm done listening to you. Now I'm getting ready to go.
Well, I got one more thing to say to you before you leave.
Now, you ain't got a thing to say to me. I said I was done.
And I said I got one more thing to say. Is you listen?
You know what, man? Get off my phone.
I'm going to say it anyway. This is Nephew Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show. Your entire praise ministry congregation, all your girls, got me to prank phone call you.
Oh, I'm a shitty. For real? Oh, they got me cursing on the radio. Oh, I think I'm going to have to.
Hey, I got one thing to ask you, Tanya. What is the baddest radio show in the land?
Nobody else but the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Oh, Lord.
Straight genius, ladies and gentlemen. Straight genius. Charlie, you and Carl ought to do a praise dance. You, Carl, and Mississippi Monica ought to do a praise dance routine.
Because when you're out of shape, it don't sound good.
You don't.
And now we hear you wheezing.
All right. Thank you, Nephew Tommy. Coming up next, it is a strawberry letter. Subject is, so what? I burned a few things. All right, we'll get into that right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.